Bonjour à tous and welcome to this French Pod Café. My name is Amaury.
Hello everyone, my name is Catherine.
Salut Catherine.
Hi Amaury.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. A little rainy, but you know.
Don't worry, summer is coming.
I hope. My fingers are crossed. No, I can't wait to go to the beach and I can't wait to not worry about cold weather anymore.
No, I'm sure within a week the days will be over. But in this week, waiting for the hot weather, we've got loads of interesting lessons here at French Pod.
We do. So if you're being rained on or if you're being snowed on or whatever, we've got lots of stuff for you to listen to, learn about. And look up on our website.
Okay, so for the first lesson, what about some stuff about magic?
I love magic.
Do you?
Yeah, the whole rabbit in the hat and, you know, the magic coins being disappeared and showing up again behind your ear and Oh, magic is fun.
You name one of the things that's going to happen in the lesson.
Really?
Is it the rabbit? Is it the coin? Is it someone disappearing?
Okay, that's going to be your cue, listeners, to listen to this lesson and figure out which one of those things actually happens.
Mm-hmm. And as well, on the grammar point of view, we're going to learn prohibitive comments in this lesson.
For example?
Don't do that, Catherine. Don't look at me like this.
I can look at you however I want, Amaury. So we're learning about telling people what not to do.
Instructions
exactly. About not doing something. Great. Well, that's coming out on Monday. On Wednesday, we've got a different kind of lesson for everyone. This is a bit harder, I think.
Yeah, it's an advanced media lesson. So we're going to learn a lot about French culture because we've got an article from a French newspaper. It's a debate at the moment in France. Because what happened, one of the main figures of French cinema, who is Jacques Tati. Do you know Jacques Tati?
I do.
Yeah.
Monsieur Hulot.
Exactly, who is his main character in his movies.
He's become this kind of soul image of French cinema and humor. And yeah, he's wonderful.
That's why. So when you think about Mr. Hulot and Jacques Tati, you think about his hat and his pipe.
And his yellow suit, right? The yellow suit does stand out. But yeah, the pipe is absolutely essential. What happened with the pipe?
So there's going to be an exhibition in France regarding Jacques Tati.
Mm-hmm.
And on the poster to promote the exhibition, he appears with his pipe. Probably the publicist who was responsible for the poster decided to hide the pipe, to say it was not...
She's not promoting smoking, right?
Exactly. It was politically correct.
So it's not politically correct, but it is... this is why there's a debate, right?
Exactly.
Because it made a lot of people angry, and I think it's very, very worth talking about. Because if you don't know who Jacques Tati is, look him up on any sort of website like IMDb or Wikipedia. And then, of course, Monsieur Hulot, who is just a fabulous character in French cinema history.
True.
Well, it's a very interesting debate. If your French-speaking abilities are not maybe as high as you think is necessary for an advanced level lesson, just give it a listen anyway and see if you can understand some things. And check out the website, ask questions, and try and really engage on this topic, because don't feel like you're being left out, even though you're an intermediate level learner.
Yeah, exactly. Because as well, there's the article is on the website, or we give you the link to the newspaper website. So you can read, you know, and we help you with the lesson. So it's worth giving
it
a try.
You can spend your time on the article looking things up and really
exactly.
trying to understand it before you ask questions. So lots of resources for you on our website, frenchpod.com, and on other websites that you can look at. So that's a great way to practice your French. We do have a third lesson coming up this week that I think we should mention.
We do.
Friday's lesson.
And I know that's something you don't really like.
Well, tell me one person who does like this and I will be shocked.
Yeah, I've always got a great way to introduce things. It's right. Yeah, nobody likes feeling seasick.
Right. No, we're talking about being seasick. And to be fair, I particularly don't like it. But I usually don't have this, and they have drugs for you to help you not be so sick when you're in boats. But seasickness is something that a lot of people have to worry about. And it's a very interesting topic.
I was glad to do the lesson because I experienced that.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
Well, I will not ask for details because I don't want them. I think I can figure out what happened. But for those of you who are interested in talking about this or talking about health in general, this is a wonderful lesson for you. And again, it's coming out on Friday.
Sure, and how to express your feelings as well. We're going to explain and go through different verbs that give you the tools to explain your feelings, physical feelings, in French.
Right, so that's a very, very important part of building a base in French and trying to really get down the basics.
And now, for the Saturday show, the Voulez-vous chanter avec moi, the music show.
This is a wonderful show where the French Pod team, we've got Liliana, and we've got Marion, and they're both talking about a song that's very, very popular in French culture, and they're going to be talking about what it means, what the lyrics mean. So this week's song?
tomber la chemise. So it's a very popular...
Throw the shirt?
Yeah, throw the shirt.
Just like that?
Yeah, and just dance and go for it.
Fun. Well, it sounds like a very fun song.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it is. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you have the same in America, but usually during the summer, there's a hit. There's a hit song.
There's the big popular hit where everyone's dancing to it. It's on everyone's car stereos.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so this song was one of them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a good way for us to get very excited about the summertime and summertime coming up.
Sure. So the song is Tomber la chemise de Zebda, and Marion and Liliana will be happy to explain all about this song this Saturday.
So I hope you're looking forward to that. It's going to be a very fun show. And besides that, we do have a couple of things we'd like to mention to you about the tech side of things. So here we're talking about the website.
So you know that it's been over a year that FrenchMoney is on, but there's been a couple of changes within the team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time. So we've decided to change the pictures.
That makes a lot of sense.
Definitely.
So you're going to be able to match some names and some voices with some photos now.
Sure. We're going to have the picture now of Marion, JP, and Liliana. But not you.
I was sick when you took the photos. But that's okay because I'm a behind-the-scenes kind of lady, so not a big deal.
So we're going to change the photos this week.
So you'll be seeing those very soon. I would like to mention something about the activity stream. You've heard it here before. We're talking about this new feature on our website where you can answer basic questions in French. They're not really related to the lesson so much as covering basic content and trying to help you grasp the basics at each level. But a lot of you have been posting in the newbie level, and we're concerned that you don't know how to change your level because there is a maybe slightly hidden drop-down option list on the right-hand side of the page where you can change your level from newbie to elementary, intermediate, and even up to advanced. And so this is a good way for you to test yourself at your proper level, because if you're answering newbie questions and you're pretty advanced, they're probably not helping you improve so much as just testing your basic knowledge. So if you want to get more practice at your own level, don't forget on the right-hand side of this activity stream, there's an option that says change level, and that will allow you to have harder questions according to whatever level you think you are.
Yeah, yeah, it's all about practice, those questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read all the answers, and I can tell that some people who answer the newbie questions, their answer was so good they can try the elementary level and the intermediate one as well.
Right, so do that. If you want a bit more of a challenge, it's definitely going to pay off in the long run because you'll be getting better at French faster. So check out those other levels, and we'll be changing the questions up soon one by one. So not all at once, just one by one, and trying to give you fresh questions every week. So look out for that, and check out our website again, frenchpod.com. There's lots of things for you to explore on the site and ways for you to practice. And other than that, we hope you have a wonderful week.
We're there for you. Have a good week.
Bye.
Salut.